something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets,
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wake up in the morning. I'm talking right now.
You're about to experience a morning show unlike any other.
Shout out to the Breakfast Club. I hope to see you on air tomorrow.
What you guys are doing right now is the hub culture.
The Breakfast Club is my morning sit. I need it and I love it so much.
I feel like you're really not popping until you do the Breakfast Club.
I've been waiting to come to y'all's show, man. I know really? You got to be a big time celebrity to be up in here. You got to be big time.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is?
Hump day.
Yes, it's Wednesday. It's hump day.
That's right, man. And today we got smoke for you this morning.
Oh, yes, we do.
What's that little boy name?
Soulja Boy.
That little young man that'll be screaming all on Instagram.
Yes.
He'll be here this morning, right?
Yes, he's at Marriage Boot Camp, the hip-hop edition of Marriage Boot Camp with Nia Riley, Teddy Riley's daughter.
Oh, that's what he's here to promote?
Yeah, that show is, they've only had one episode so far.
But we don't know what he's here to promote, because you never know with him. But he had the biggest comeback of 2018.
No, he didn't. Stop it. And this is his first time ever on The Breakfast Club.
Yes, indeed.
Breakfast Club, this is our
eighth year. Going into the ninth year.
Mm-hmm. This is the first time he's ever been on The Breakfast Club. Now, look.
He said he wanted to come because he had the biggest comeback of 2018.
He didn't,
wanted to start fresh in 2019.
He didn't. I'm a little torn, though, because I'm not with all that yelling and carrying on. I'm a grown-ass man, okay? I'm 40 years old.
I ain't got time
for all that yelling and carrying on.
How old is Soulja Boy now?
I don't know.
Late 20s? Mid 20s?
Yeah, he got to be late 20s, I think. 28.
I met him when he was 16 years old.
Yeah, me too. Got to be like 27, 28, 29.
I'm just not with all that yelling and carrying on, but then there's a part of me who wants to gas up Soulja Boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Because gassing him up,
he's 28,
could bring us such great entertainment. So I'm a little torn.
Now you're looking for views.
Not views. I just like to see certain people in action. I went to school with people like him. You know what I'm saying? And if you put the battery in their back, they can really give you what you want. In a very entertaining way. You know what I mean?
I'm sure he's going to bring it this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm a little torn. One side of me doesn't want to hear all that yelling and carrying on. The other side of me is like, gas it up. Yeah.
Well, yesterday we have this juice bar in Brooklyn, and we had the health inspector came yesterday, which is always scary every year because, you know, do you pay attention to when a restaurant has an A on the outside or not?
I don't.
I do.
I definitely don't.
It's not that I don't pay attention.
I just don't look for it.
But if I saw a restaurant that had like a D or something, I wouldn't go in.
Or I don't think
a
C. It would be open.
Oh, okay. If a C or something, I wouldn't go in. Maybe even a B, I probably wouldn't go in.
Right, so you do pay attention.
Yeah.
It does matter
to a lot of people. We did get an A, though. Shout out to Juices for Life in Brooklyn and everybody working hard there. But it could be any little thing that could make you not get an A. So when you go out to eat and you look for that, it could be that the water temperature wasn't right, or, you know, it could be anything.
True.
So it's very fortunate.
Yeah, shout out to L'Oreal over there, too. L'Oreal! All right, well, let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Well, since we're talking about food, let's talk about, are there foods that you should avoid during the government shutdown? We'll tell you
crackers.
The answer to that. Also, would you take a bribe, right, if it was for $100 million? We'll tell you who did.
All right, we'll talk about all that. And you know, yesterday, since I guess, I'm going to use this as an excuse. Since we were talking about Trump and fast food, my daughter wanted McDonald's so bad, right? We left piano class, and I was like, no!
So Donald Trump is a great pitch man.
And she was like, Dad, please. Now, she's only five. She's like, the president gave kids
She got a point. What
McDonald's.
You gonna say? She got a point. Drop on the clues bombs for her. She got a point. What you going to do? You going to distance yourself from your daughter now because she agrees with Donald Trump's choice in fast food?
Huh? I said, all right, we can get
you
going to
denounce your daughter?
Yeah, salad wrap.
Denounce your daughter right now since she supports Donald Trump's fast food choice.
So I got some McDonald's last night.
All right.
Man.
Those fries,
and
boy.
I feel bad. So in about another half an hour, it's coming out. It's all coming out of me. I'm just going to let you guys know.
You know, that's so interesting. That's what I was thinking the other day when he had
I thought you were doing a detox.
I was. That's what I was trying to say. I was in the middle of it. My
you
daughter
can't
said
have McDonald's during a detox.
I can't have none of that. But I did.
I thought it was so interesting that he had the Clemson Tigers football team in there and he fed them fast food. Because I'm like, yo, you can just build the wall off all the poop that I'm sure came out the next day from those football players.
My goodness.
All right. Got free material right there.
Front page news is next. And don't forget, Soulja Boy will be joining us this morning. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
I'm starting to get concerned.
With who? With what?
You know, we have a cameraman ahead. Great guy. His name is Steve.
Mm-hmm.
White man. Caucasian. And the past couple of days, he's just been in here talking to himself. But as he's talking to himself, I'm hearing him defend Donald Trump. And I'm like, who are you talking to? So it's like he's trying to convince himself.
Voices in his head.
That Donald Trump is a good president. I'm like, who is he talking to? Like, literally, he just blurted out Donald Trump is Puerto Rican. I'm scared to even ask
what he meant by that. He's Puerto Rican.
I don't even know.
Donald Trump doesn't even know Puerto Rico's in America.
I don't even know what's going on. Well, I'm just telling you, I'm a little concerned.
Well, Steve is my friend.
Okay.
And Steve, if you ever think about coming up here doing anything to anybody, just remember, me and you are friends.
Give him a heads up. Give him a heads up like the health inspector.
Give him a heads up. All right, well, let's get in some front page news. What are we talking about, Yee?
Well, let's talk about a person who has announced that they are running for president. This person is New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. She announced her decision on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Here it is.
As a young mom, I'm going to fight for other people's kids as hard as I would fight for my own, which is why I believe that health care should be a right and not a privilege. Better public schools for our kids, and I believe that anybody who wants to work hard enough should be able to get whatever job training they need. But you are never going to accomplish any of these things if you don't take on the systems of power, which is taking on institutional racism. It's taking on the corruption and greed in Washington, taking on the special interests that write legislation in the dead of night.
All of that sounds good, but I've never heard of her, so I think it's going to be an uphill battle.
She's the one who actually, when Hillary Clinton became Secretary of State, filled in for her and was appointed to the Senate.
I personally never heard of her.
All right, now let's discuss foods that you should avoid during the government shutdown. Are there any foods that you should avoid? We told
crackers.
You before with the FDA, they have some food safety inspectors that are not working. Well, yesterday they did have some of them resume their jobs, but without pay. Because they haven't been working since the government shutdown started on December 22nd. Now, when asked what foods you shouldn't eat, a food safety attorney, and he actually represents people who get sick or families of people who die from a foodborne illness, he said, I would say anything that you aren't controlling yourself. So any fresh, uncooked products on the marketplace, such as ready-to-eat salads and prepackaged sandwiches or meals that aren't cooked. He said sprouts, leafy greens, ready-to-eat products like cheese, ice cream. I would be especially suspect if you're a pregnant woman, children, people with a compromised immune system. I would stay away from it completely. So he's also said he's worried about food that goes to institutions like hospitals where people are very vulnerable. So just be careful right now. And they said, you know, really with this food, the FDA makes it clear that the responsibility for food safety is up to the company. So the FDA really just has to oversee and determine whether there's any violations. So if it's a trusted brand, that's a brand that you have confidence in, then you can trust them because they have their own in-house.
So it sounds like business as usual. Don't eat processed foods, sounds like to me.
Pretty much.
All right, so anything pre-prepared that you don't control yourself. And by the way, just so y'all know, El Chapo, the former Mexican president, according to a close aide to El Chapo, took a $100 million bribe from El Chapo, and that was just so El Chapo could come out of hiding and be able to do him So, I mean, it just revealed that in his trial.
I mean, $100 million.
That's a hard deal to turn down. I don't know if I could say no.
Nah. The fact that El Chapo just got $100 million just to give away for a bribe.
Like, do you have morals that you could turn that down?
Or do you want millions?
I got morals, but I have morals. All right, morals?
Man, my goodness.
$100 million?
All right, well, that's front page
Come
news.
On
now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset and you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night or a horrible morning and you just need to vent, or maybe you want to spread some positivity around. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against sexual harassment.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're man or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Yo, it is Fahim Envy.
Fahim, what's poppin', bro? Get it off your chest.
What's going on, man? Good morning, y'all. Good morning, Charlamagne. Good
what's
morning,
up, my brother? How you?
Man, I'm doing good this morning. I just want to call back about yesterday. Charlamagne, you the only one stood up for me when I said I had to get off this phone and get on the clock and say I had to go to work. You over there talking about, oh, okay, bye. And then Envy, you over there the same thing. I'm like, yeah, bye.
I mean, you ain't saying goodbye like, all right, child, I'll suck your lady. Be like, I got to go bye.
Because you should know this man got to clock in. When it's time to clock in, ain't time for all these goodbyes.
Well, we weren't ready to get off the phone.
No, what I told y'all, I said, y'all have a blessed day. I got to hit this clock. You didn't hear me.
All right, well, hit the clock now.
I'm about to hit it. Y'all have a good day.
Okay,
brother.
Bye.
Blessed day, my
bye,
brother.
Bye.
He said bye-bye. Hello, who's this?
Hey, DJ Emmy, this is Sharita. How are you?
Hey, what's up, mama? Get it off your chest.
No, I want to tell you guys what I'm thankful for.
All right, go ahead.
All right, so I'm thankful for my boyfriend. His name is Ryan Jackson. He is the best in the, like...
Is he black or white?
I don't even know. I don't have no words to describe him, guys, but I've been with him for about 8 years.
That means he just put it on her last night.
No, actually, he did, Charlamagne, with your bald head behind. But I love
his bald head behind.
Yes, Angela, I love you. Keep
I love
doing
you, too.
But my boyfriend's name is Ryan Jackson. Baby, I love you so much.
Is he black or white?
And thank you for being there for me.
You hear me talking to you. Is he black or white?
She's trying to shout out her boyfriend with your bald head behind. Let her talk.
I just want to tell her.
He's black.
Okay.
He's black. I'm black.
Well, I just want you to know that Ryan Jackson is the only black man that cheats.
Don't stop it, mama. You have a good morning. Don't listen to Charlamagne.
Don't cheat. Thank you, guys. I love you guys. Take care.
We love you back. Hello, who's this?
What's going on, Envy?
Hey, Trav.
Hey.
Hi, Trav.
What's up, Charlamagne?
What up, sis? How you doing with your bottomless butt?
Bottomless butt. What?
You know what goes on today?
What's up, Trav?
Why you ain't tell me Big Soldier was coming through?
Big Soldier, baby.
You would have popped up on us.
Who said Big Soldier ain't from the hood?
You like Soldier Boy?
I like Soldier Boy's entertainment level.
Okay. All right. Fair
enough. I like his entertainment level. Listen, can we talk about the Dream?
What yes. about him?
Because the Dream dropped one of the greatest R&B albums last year, in 2018, the end of 2018.
You talking and about that triple?
Yeah, you got like a triple album out.
Yeah, it was a triple album. It was like 41 songs, 42 songs. And ladies, if your man have not eaten your butt to that album yet, he don't love you, bitch.
Really?
Oh my gosh. Why does he have to eat our butt to that?
He
Why
got
not?
One of those?
I'm like, have you heard the album?
Clearly he has.
You get your butt eaten too.
All right, I'm a rock with
you
that.
You clearly want your butt eaten.
Oh, yeah, you want to eat somebody's butt too.
First of all, guys, nobody wants to eat butt for breakfast. It's early, okay?
Trav,
it's too early.
Keep the eating butt talk to a minimum.
Place or nothing yet.
Word is bond.
Trav, goodbye.
Bye.
Just trying to order me some egg whites, and y'all talking about eating butt. All right?
Stop it's Trav's fault.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
And
this is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Hello, who's this?
My name is Rashawn.
My name is Rashawn.
Uh-oh, two Rashawns on the phone.
How do you spell it?
R-A-S-H-A-U-N.
Oh, definitely not.
Mine is R-A-A, capital S-H-A-U-N. My mom is more creative
than yours.
I don't
know anybody who spells their name like that.
What's up, bro? What's up, Rashawn?
Ain't nothing. I just wanted to ask Angela Yee a question, actually.
Okay.
So the other day I had a situation. Me and my girl were talking, and she I told her that I was going to post her picture on, basically she suggested that I rate
write a caption on a post on Facebook, mm-hmm. and I said, yeah, I'm going to do that, and I'm also going to post your picture.
Okay.
And she had a problem when we posted her picture, you know, and I asked why, and, you know, I post a picture on Instagram and Snap, so what's more different if I post it on Facebook? And, you know, she just kept giving me this, you know, I don't even be on Facebook like that. So I'm like, what does that matter? You know, I'm not understanding why she wouldn't want me to post a picture on Facebook, but she's okay with me posting on, you know, Instagram and Snapchat.
Oh, God. How old are y'all?
So what ended up happening?
I told her I wouldn't post it, you know, but.
So what do you think the problem is?
I don't know, but my first instinct is to think that, you know, there's something to hide or something. I don't know.
I hope you post her on Instagram and you don't get no likes.
You should have just posted it without telling her.
Yeah, I guess so.
You should post it and tell her that, man, this picture ain't getting no likes.
I want to see what happens now.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, I guess maybe I should.
They need a dislike button for Instagram.
Thumbs down?
Yeah, so when you post pictures.
So like YouTube, you can do thumbs
exactly.
down?
Exactly. Oh, my goodness. I bet you get a bunch of dislikes, she won't let you post her pictures no more.
Mm. Yeah, that's weird, but you posted it everywhere else. It's out there in the open, so I don't know why she would have a problem.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I don't know if it has something to do with her baby father. You know,
he probably looks at your page.
Huh?
He probably looks at your page.
I don't know. Maybe. Or something to do with his, like, the fact that his friends, like, she did say that before when, like, she had the same rules in their relationship because she didn't want people. He didn't want people in their business, and she feels like it carried over to her or something like that.
All right, so she just don't want the added stress. She don't feel like hearing about it. So you know why.
Boo.
She told you already.
This whole conversation is boring
to
me.
Have a good one, bro.
Put the girl on Instagram if you want to.
Facebook.
Facebook if you want to. If you don't. God damn. It's not that difficult.
I'm 18.
Oh, God. No, I'm sitting here going back and forth with an 18-year-old about social media.
Where's Soulja Boy? We need
exactly.
Where's Soulja Boy?
Bye. What the hell?
Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Walt Smith. How y'all doing?
Hey, Walt Smith.
Get it off your chest, Walt.
I'm just thankful. I'm blessed. I listen to y'all every morning. What's good, Yee? What's good, Charlamagne? What's good, Andy?
What's up, my brother? How you?
Good, man. I just want to shout out my new business. I'm a personal trainer in South Charlotte. It's Overtime_Fitness_. Follow me on IG. You can send me an email at thesmith876@gmail.com. I'm out here just trying to get it, man, you know.
Well, congratulations. And don't be out here training people's wives and girlfriends but sleeping with them on the side, okay?
Nah. It ain't nothing like that. You know, I got a wife, I got a girl and kids. Shout out to my daughter, Riley, and my baby mama, Tyler.
That's right.
We out here in South Charlotte, you know. Just trying to get it, trying to make a change for the better, you know.
I love Charlotte. Salute to the 704.
Appreciate it, man. Love y'all, man.
All right, bro. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. We got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, find out who says they used to sell crack and it didn't work out for them. Also, imagine you break up with your fiancé, but you're still telling them about the people you're dating now. Who does that? We'll tell you who.
All right, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Lee Daniels is excited to fulfill one of his dreams, and this is the type of movie that he's always wanted to make. Here he is talking about it on social media.
Maybe 10, 12 years ago, I said my dream was to make a gay superhero film. Well, guess what?
It's about to happen. Super Bitch is here.
Dreams do come true, and I found my superhero. And America, world, get ready, because
I'm about to give y'all a combo.
Okay,
I'm ready for that.
I would love to see a gay superhero flirting with all the other superheroes. Imagine a gay superhero out here searching for the Man of Steel.
Well, Super Bitch is already famous on Instagram.
That's to do with the heels that be kicking and punching and flipping and going karate?
Yep.
Oh, I'm here for this.
So Thor,
I am here for
this. Oh, there you go right there.
Yes.
Ooh, Thor, what you about to do with that hammer?
I wanted to hire him for my security.
Okay, Super Bitch.
Ant-Man, put that little thing away. Actually, Aquaman is my favorite because he got a wet ass.
All right, now.
Let's be clear. What? Most superhero fashion sense comes from the gay community. Capes and tights. Come on now, this is destiny. Let's be clear.
And boots.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Lee Daniels.
Hey, don't forget boots.
All right, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are going to get married. Well, they're already married, but they're going to have an actual wedding, and that's going to happen next month. They have actually sent out a save the date for February 28th. Even though they're married, they actually are getting everything together. They already have the dancers ready, and they're getting styled, their wedding party, and all of that. So congratulations to them. They're already legally married, but having a big wedding ceremony.
Well, congratulations. What's the point of going back and having a wedding ceremony?
I guess to celebrate with family and friends. They can come and support you. All right, now Nikki Bella, she was supposed to get married to John Cena, but things didn't work out. Now she told People Magazine she's adjusting to her new single life after they got they split up last summer very publicly. But she said she also tells John Cena about whenever she's going on a date with a new guy, she lets him know. She said he knows every date I've been on. She said, I don't want him to hear about it from anybody else and be hurt or shocked by it. She said, I know it's things that I don't have to do, but it's just who I am.
So they plan on being together in the future, clearly.
I don't think so.
So you know, why would you be checking in, telling your ex-boyfriend every date that you go on?
She said they still have a good relationship. They were together for 6 years. She called up the engagement to try to work on things to move forward with the wedding after that, but things just didn't work. They decided to officially part ways. But she doesn't want him to hear about those things. You think that's respectful?
They plan on being together in the future. Either that or John Cena is some type of maniac who will beat up all her boyfriends if she doesn't tell him.
Plus, they work in the same field, so she's going to have to see him. Mm. All right, now, Amber Rose, she was on the Red Pill podcast with Van Lathan.
I'm going to clues bombs for my guy, Van Lathan.
And she almost went down the wrong path. Here's what she had to say.
You know, I tried selling drugs. I tried selling crack in my neighborhood, and they were like, no.
Drug dealers wouldn't let you sell drugs.
No. They said I was going to get robbed. I was a girl, and I was too pretty, and it wasn't going to happen. So what I did, I would bag it up for them. I would weigh it, and I would bag up the crack rocks for them. And they would throw me some money.
Salute to those honorable drug dealers who didn't want her to sell crack. They just wanted her to bag it up.
Did you say honorable?
Yeah, they just wanted her to bag it up.
You're not
going to
sell it, but you come in here and bag up.
It worked for us. Don't sell crack. We just want you to come bag it up. And yeah, get naked. Script, too. That's your lane.
All right, now Mac Miller, his parents are going to attend the Grammy Awards in his honor. You know, he is nominated for a Grammy in the Best Rap Album category. So if he does win, his parents will be there to accept that award. The Grammys take place on February 10th.
We're dropping the clues bombs for Mac Miller and his family. Is this award warranted, this nomination?
Yeah, people really like Mac Miller's album.
Do you listen to it?
Some of it.
Yeah, I could see that.
I don't know. The only person I've heard put Mac Miller album of the year in the conversation was the Grammys. That wasn't happening before that.
All right. Well, other people in that category is Cardi B, Travis Scott, Nipsey Hussle, Pusha T. So
all of those projects have been mentioned in Album of the Year conversation.
All right. Now, we told you about Drake possibly signing on for a Las Vegas residency. Well, it's official. He is signing that deal. They said the deal is for more than $10 million. So congratulations to Drake. That's the minimum, $10 million for a minimum of 10 shows over the course of a few years.
How much is that?
$10 million for
10 shows?
That's the minimum. That's at least $10
million. Wow. $1 million a show, Envy.
Can Vegas make that back, though, for a club?
Does it matter?
Between bottles and the promotions of it and how much people pay to get in.
And so basically, you said it's over a few years, so whenever he feels like it, he can just pop up.
Yeah, whenever I have a free Saturday or free Friday, I'll swing by.
Yeah, I definitely think. You know how much they pay those DJs alone in Vegas?
But $1 million?
Just to do the club.
How much do you think Soulja Boy could get for a residency in Vegas?
$2 million,
right?
I say five.
Easily.
$5 million a show.
Easily. Mm-hmm. Easily.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now we got front page news. When we come back, what are we talking about?
Actually, no, we don't. We have Soulja Boy.
What are you talking about, front page news? How dare you disrespect Soulja Boy like that?
Soulja Boy is front page news.
We got... You know, first of all, let's be clear.
Okay, let's be clear.
I want to say something first.
You say it.
I ain't with all that yelling and carrying on Soulja Boy be doing.
What you going to do?
Okay. I'm not with that. That's number one.
I'm excited.
But then it's a part of me that wants
to yell.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's a part of me that wants to gas him up so he yells and screams. So I'm a little conflicted. So I'm just going to let the spirit move me.
Okay.
Well, he already said that he's ready for you.
For what? Don't be ready for me.
Ready for that action.
Don't come in here prepared.
He ready for that action. He going to yell at you like this, Charlamagne. And what you gonna do, Charlamagne?
That doesn't sound scary.
That wasn't scary?
No.
All right. Well, Soulja Boy.
It's never scary coming from a beige individual.
Soulja Boy, when we come back, is the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Big Draco!
Soulja Boy!
Yes, sir.
Welcome.
What's poppin'?
This motherfucker smell like 2 pounds of marijuana. It smell like the loudest kush you could find in New York this morning, sir.
Yes. Is this Soulja Boy's first time on The Breakfast Club?
Yeah, it's my first time. Yeah.
That's amazing. All these, we've been on for 8 years.
I know.
And now you decided so to come? Much going on.
Yes.
And this is your first time here. So
first time, man. I feel good. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Let me look at your nostrils. Let me look up and make sure.
What's in his nostrils?
No coke remnants. So, yeah, just the weed smell.
Yes, sir.
Why do you think Soulja Boy used coke?
I don't think. That's what the internet say. Where those rumors start?
Those rumors started with a video from Cash Stacks. I had some Tylenol pills on the table.
Mm.
And she crushed the Tylenol pills up, and she made a video on her cell phone and said I was doing cocaine.
I remember that now.
Yeah, and it leaked on the internet, and, you know, it started the rumor, but I never did cocaine in my life.
So you say you had the biggest comeback so far.
I did.
Bigger than Tyga.
Yeah.
So break that down for us. What makes you say that?
It's in the proof. It's in the pudding. Look at me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had the biggest comeback of 2018, period.
Were you down? Did it. Were you really down before that and bounced back, you're saying? Cause
down and bounced back? No, I just...
Because that's a comeback. You know, it's comeback? Like you were down and then you bounced back.
I look at that, like, when I say comeback, I'm not meaning like, oh, I fell off and I had the biggest comeback. I'm just saying like, yo, 2016, 2017, I got into all them problems with the Migos and Chris Brown and Shia LaBeouf and this person, that person. And I was presenting in such a way where people counted me out.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they were counting you out. They were just laughing at you. They weren't taking you serious.
Yeah, I mean, not even that. Even before that, like,
okay.
I came out with Crank That. Oh, he gonna be a one-hit wonder. I come out with Turn My Swag On. Oh, he can't do it again. I come out with Kiss Me Through the Phone. Nah, he can't do it again. I come out with Pretty Boy Swag. Nah, I go platinum.
Classic records.
Then I go diamond.
Yeah.
Then I come out with We Made It with Drake. And I come out with Yes Bitch Yes with Nicki Minaj. And they just keep doubting me and keep doubting me. So I'm not saying this for like I was doing my thing. I've been doing my thing, but I was perceived in a f***ed up way. You know what I'm saying? So my bad for cussing.
A lot of that was your own doing, though.
I mean, I was young.
He was also young. He was like 17, 18 years old.
I was young. You know, I'll be tripping sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, when you say comeback, you know, you got to say comeback from what? Because you were introduced as a musical artist. So a comeback would be another monster hit in 2018. That's why they say Tyga had the biggest comeback, because he came back with a big record.
Okay, Tyga had a record, but my comeback was people counting me up with the Chris Brown beef. They laughed at me. They thought it was a joke. I started this internet. I started the wave. I'm the reason why these new artists getting signed. I'm the reason why it's a Lil Pump. I discovered Chief Keef. Any of these artists is hot right now. Rich the Kid used to sleep on my couch. Famous Dex, I was the first person to fly Famous Dex to L.A. He was Stacks on Deck Money Gang before he signed the Rich the Kid. I started this, bro. Why y'all think y'all got this camera? Charlamagne, why you think y'all got all these cameras in here right now? I've been doing this YouTube. I was the first artist on social media.
I agree with you on that. 100%.
I was the first artist on YouTube. I'm the reason why they streaming right now.
Everybody doing a song with a dance to it.
Everybody working. Everybody doing what I did. They laughed at me. And now they doing exactly what I did and shun me. I'm being shunned upon. Every artist in the game, all y'all record labels, y'all owe me 5%, bro.
Big Draco! Big Draco!
Y'all all owe me a percentage, bro. I don't care, yo. Y'all laughed at me, bro, and shit on me, bro, like I was nothing.
I agree with that. You just didn't have the biggest comeback of 2018. In order to have the biggest comeback, you got to come back with a massive hit. Because you are a musical artist.
Tyga?
Here
Tyga?
You go. Okay.
This sitting right here talk about Tyga. The nigga that lost his bitch to Travis Scott?
Oh, shit. Oh, holy
and that Travis Scott in the bitch and got her pregnant.
Damn. Holy shit.
Because of what? He did a record with Nicki Minaj?
Nah, the joint with Offset. Taste.
The joint with Offset. You know how many songs I got with the Migos?
Even after the
beat? You know how many videos I got with the Migos?
You still cool with them?
Don't pull out the Draco.
Don't pull out no gun now. All right. You got to be careful now.
Pulling up some DMs in his Instagram, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. What they say,
Draco, I haven't seen him yet. He about to show us.
Maybe you and Tyga could do a song together.
I love Tyga.
It don't sound like it.
I can't wait to do a record with him.
I didn't even say Tyga. I said musically, I said it was Meek Mill.
This is from Takeoff. Miss you, brother. All love. Keep doing your young legend. That was yesterday at 4:11 p.m.
Okay. So no beef there.
Okay. Yeah, squash the beef.
Okay. I love the Migos.
What about Chris Brown?
I never had no... Me and Chris Brown talk. That's over.
Okay, so
what was that? Yeah,
this your hotel key.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. I'm not gonna tell anybody it was a Holiday Inn Express. I'm gonna keep that between us.
So what happened with Chris Brown?
Hey, Charlamagne, I love you, man. You're so funny, man. I love
what
you.
What was
man.
The problem with Chris and the Migos? Why were you?
Okay, so you really want to go through this again?
Yes, all right,
boom. Which one to go through first?
Anyone you want to start with?
Chris Brown. Boom. I seen a picture of Kerry Carucci, and I liked the picture.
He double tapped his, and that wasn't his girlfriend anymore, right? That was his ex-girlfriend at the time.
At the time, I'm presuming, you know, that was broke up, you know, and I liked the picture, and I got a call from Chris Brown on FaceTime, and he just was just going off on me like, yo, what the f***? You better stop liking her pictures. And I'm just like, bro, I didn't know that y'all was still together. You know, I'm sorry, my bad. If I knew that it was going to cause a beef and he was going to call my phone and say he want to fight me, I would have never liked Carucci picture.
So how did y'all get to that level where y'all wanted to smoke? Like, y'all supposed to have a celebrity boxing match, you and Chris? Like,
he was
what
training.
Happened?
So basically what happened, he called my phone and he said he want to fight.
Fight you through the phone.
I said, okay, cool. He said I'm going to call Adrian Broner and I'm going to set the fight up. I said, okay, cool, CB, set it up, my And AB called. He was like, yo, let's do the fight. And he was trying to give me like $1 million. And I was like, bro, that's too, like. So, boom, I called Floyd. I was like, yo, this CB want to fight me. You going to set it up for me? Floyd was like, I'll give you like $7 million. You know what I'm saying? So, I was like, cool. That sounded about right. Mm-hmm. So, we set the fight up. I signed the paperwork. And then Chris Brown backed out. He ain't signed the paperwork. That's the end of it.
So, it was Chris that backed out?
Yeah, bro. You could Google it.
Have you seen Chris Brown since then?
Yeah.
And what happened?
Not a damn thing.
Did y'all speak at least?
Yeah, it's over with. That's Did over. I just tell you that?
That's right. Don't make him repeat himself.
Shut up.
Don't you make Big Draco repeat his mother self.
Nah, Charlie, man, we good.
Now, what about with the Migos?
Okay, so I was talking to this girl named India Love, and we was cool for like 2-3 years, and Yachty called me one day. I posted a picture of her. We was on a TV show on BET, and I posted a picture from the TV show on my Instagram. Lil Yachty called me, and he was like, bro, you got to take that picture down. That's my shorty. So before I even say anything to Yachty, I call India and I'm like, yo, you dating Lil Yachty? If you know what I'm saying, I'll take down. She's like, I don't even know Lil Yachty. Like, I never met him before. So at this point, I'm furious. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what? Like, is this trying to play my game? So I call him back and I'm like, yo, my what's up? You want beef or something? Like, you want smoke? And it started from there. And the Migos got mad at me because I went at Lil Yachty. You know what I'm saying? But Migos always been my brothers though, bro. Like, when that was the first I flew them to L.A.
So don't you
I
was feel, in, do you feel
no,
Ange, like
no,
Ange,
no, no, no. I was in the Versace video. Drake wasn't even there. He was on the song. I was in the Versace video.
Did you feel betrayed when they took Lil
Yachty's
side
No, you're not listening.
She's not disputing you.
No, wait.
You're disputing yourself.
Y'all not listening.
Y'all better listen to Soulja.
Y'all not listening. The Migos, that beat Versace, that was my beat. Go on YouTube and type in Soulja Boy, Teach Me How to Swag Part 2. It got 3-5 million views on that same beat. Zaytoven gave us the same beat. That's how me and Migos met. I called them and I was like, yo, that's my beat. What's up with y'all? Oh, my bad, bro. You know how Zaytoven do. He send every rapper in the game the same beat. And I was like, okay. Well, y'all know what? We got to make some music together. We got cool after that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That was 2012. I knew the Migos before Drake did. I'm the nigga to put Drake.
You like a godfather of hip-hop,
oh,
so
God,
to speak.
Oh, God, I am. Soldier? I am. It's facts.
Yeah.
It sound crazy when people sit back and listen, because they be like, yeah, this nigga crazy. He did. No, I'm just that nigga, and it's just facts. It sounds so unbelievable that I done did it, but I really done did it, my nigga.
All right, we got more with Soulja Boy. When we come back, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're talking to Soulja Boy. He's here. Charlamagne?
Now, let's go through some of your most famous lies, right?
Lies or lies?
Lies.
Okay, lies.
Now, you announced you had a $400 million deal with the World Poker Fund.
That was
Fund.
Facts. What is what?
You said it was an $80 million a year contract for 5 years for in-flight.
Google it. I still got the contract right now. What are you talking about?
Well,
a lie.
The company said it turned out that it was just shares that were valued at $2.5 million.
Same thing. Well, millions is millions, baby.
No, Soulja. Millions is not millions. You can't say $400 million and the stock is only 2.5. Millions That's a big difference.
Millions is millions, my baby.
All right. If the IRS come to you with that shit, I bet you'll change your tune. You got a $20 million tax lien. No, it's millions is millions.
Come on, man. Money is money, Shaw.
So that was a real deal. It just wasn't.
That was real, Charla.
It wasn't the initial number you said.
Yeah, but it was real, though.
Next one, Charla.
All right, what about when you posted a sonogram and announced you was going to be a father?
Bitch finessed me,
bro. You thought you were going to be a father.
I thought I was going to be a father. Sent me a fake baby picture, tried to get some money out of me for abortion. It was fake. Thank God I posted that because the internet told me it was fake. Thank y'all. I appreciate y'all. I posted it. I was like, this is fake.
So you were excited.
Yeah.
I'm
like, bitch, the internet said this.
But wait, hold on. Now back up. How did you think you were going to be a dad when she was asking for money for an abortion?
I f***ed the bitch.
No, but I'm saying she wasn't going to have the baby.
Yeah, you can't. No, you don't understand how she's
you're a not listening, ye. Yeah, you not listening.
You're not listening,
you're not listening,
ye.
If she's saying she's having an abortion, you're not going to be a dad.
Yo, what did you talk about? All right, so listen, check it out, Ange. Look, Ada, we're going to slow
explain
down.
Explain her how this birds and bees things work.
I f***ed the girl.
Right.
Club
I thought she was pregnant.
Right.
She sent me a picture of a baby like she was pregnant.
Sonogram.
Right. And she said, give me this amount of money so I can get an abortion. I'm pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
I posted it on the internet, and the internet said it was fake.
Right.
So I called her. I said, bitch, this is fake. I ain't giving you no money for an abortion. You're not pregnant. You try to finesse me. You get it now?
No, I get it. But what I'm saying is, you said you posted it, you thought you was going to be a dad.
I did.
Not if she's having an abortion.
She wasn't going to get the abortion unless Sasha gave her the money.
Okay.
But why you're not listening to the
hands. It costs more to have a baby than to have an abortion.
But why are you hitting these girls raw?
I'm young Draco, man.
Oh, my God.
I want to feel that, man.
You still hitting raw now?
Man, sometimes.
This guy is crazy.
Last time you had an STD
test,
young
Draco.
Other day, I'm Gucci.
So I watched the first episode of Marriage Bootcamp.
Right.
Now, let's talk about the trailer because we see Nia Riley saying that
that's making a lot of noise, man. That hollow as
yo, you just never had a lot of chains on top of each other. Anybody, any rapper in the game that wear their chains on top of each other, they gonna do like that. I'm sorry, it don't matter who it is. From
that
Migos,
sound real to you, Envy?
They gonna do that. Anybody chains gonna do that. Envy chains is small, they can't hear their feathers.
Damn.
Your small too, and it say rich bro.
I don't have on
if you got some chains, they big like this. They gonna come on, feel that. That's drip.
They had you on that fake watchbusters.com.
Yeah, plenty of times, but right now this is real though.
Right now,
I'm in the game. I was on there. A nigga gave me a fake AP for my birthday. I ain't gonna put him on the bus.
Did he know it was fake?
You look clean though. You look like money, Big Draco.
Thank you, Charlotte. Thank you, Charlamagne. I got my new video game. You know what I'm saying?
They say that's counterfeit as too now.
They always hate on the black entrepreneur. They'll give props to the Asians at Nintendo, the white people at Xbox, white people at PlayStation, but a black entrepreneur to come out, a rapper, the first rapper to come out with his own video game, they're gonna say it's counterfeit and it's this and that. They're gonna try to shit on me, but I'm gonna keep striving and, you know, doing my thing because I made $250,000 in one day.
Is Nintendo suing you for that video game?
I can't. My lawyer said I can't speak on that. I'm sorry, Envy.
Complex has an email set up called SoldierWatchTip@gmail.com for anyone who's ordered Soldier Boy products but haven't received them.
This is the Soldier Boy video game right here.
It's a console.
You know what I'm saying? It's a console.
Why are they saying it's like a
boot? How much I make yesterday, Charla? How much did I make yesterday, Charla?
Boy, if you don't stop yelling at me.
How much did I make yesterday?
It's $233,604.88.
Thank you. SoldierWatch.com.
It's order a Google
your,
image, though.
Order your video. No, it's not.
I'm just a Google image.
Come on, man. I do this. What it say, Envy? You can swipe through it, do your thing. I'll swipe through it. Tell them.
It say 200.
But are people receiving their products,
though?
Yes, they are.
Complex
this is what happened. This is what happened. I put up the video game. I thought it would only sell like 500 copies, 200 copies. Not a lot. We got like a 10,000, 20,000 orders, and it got backed up. You know what I'm saying? I didn't expect it to go to sell that much.
So
you know what I'm saying?
Back order.
So we got backed up. But
so what video games
your product
play?
Is on the way.
So what games can it play?
It could play Super Mario. It could play Sega. It could play Mortal Kombat. It could play Sonic. It could play Kirby, Pokemon. It comes with 800 pre-installed video games.
But isn't that like trademark counterfeit?
And they're all licensed.
So you clear the license.
Yes, sir.
Oh, so they can't.
But they said that you removed the console because of threats of criminal charges for breaking the trademark counterfeit.
They said a lot of shit.
So that ain't true.
What really happened was we got sold out, Charlotte.
Now let's talk about your personal life.
Let's talk about
it. Because you are on Marriage Bootcamp.
Yes.
With Nia Riley. Are you guys still together?
You gotta watch the TV show. TV every Thursday night at 10 o'clock. Tune in. I don't wanna spill the beans.
We saw the preview where she said you were threatening to commit suicide and all of that. And mm-hmm.
You can't kill yourself,
Big Draco. It did seem very harsh the way that she came at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so what's really going on with that? Like, have you been making threats like that to her? Were you ever serious about that?
I don't want y'all to be too hard on her. I think she got a lot of backlash in the media for saying that to me on the trailer of the show. You know, when you're in love, you say things that you don't mean, you know, in a heated argument. When things get intense, you say stuff that you can't take back, you know, you wish you didn't say. But when it comes to the suicide thing, it's not a joke. I apologize to all my fans already.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize here on The Breakfast Club again. I was in a dark, deep, dark time, and love do make you do some crazy things, and I'm stronger now. I'm in a way better place.
You think you deal with any mental health issues? I mean, I deal with anxiety, you know what I'm
mental
saying?
Mental health issues?
Issues, yeah.
I don't know. I know tried to kill me before, you know what I'm saying?
So you probably got some PTSD?
Yeah, tried to rob me. I shot them and so, like,
well, we heard about
it. Yeah, how'd you do it, man? That was classic.
Lisa, we heard about
that
it, baby.
Of you
we heard about
that
it.
That was classic.
Mm-hmm. No, I got a movie coming out. It's called Soldier Boy, the movie. Part 2 is called This Can't Be Real. They gave me $3 million. for it is coming out this year in all AMC theaters.
How did you avoid getting charges from that whole situation?
It was self-defense, man. So basically the whole story was, boom, I was in Atlanta, Georgia, and this is a very serious topic. I know they turned it into a Soulja Boy challenge and everybody was laughing and joking, but I could have lost my life. They could have killed me, you know what I'm saying? Angela know, because I came and told her this story right after it happened. So boom, I was in Atlanta, some n***a kicked in the door. I seen like five n***as running through my house with ski masks on, with AK-47s.
Where were you? You were inside?
I was in a studio room. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They kicked in outside though, in the kitchen. So when I looked, they didn't see me. I just opened up the door and started shooting at all of them.
What kind of guns you have?
I had a Glock, like a 4.5 Glock pistol. Okay. I started shooting at all of them. The first n***a I missed, he ducked and ran out the house. The second n***a I hit him. The third n***a I hit him. I hit him like five times. I walked up to him, I put the gun behind his head. I was gonna blow his brains out. But I didn't want to blow his brain all over my couch. So I was like, f*** this shit. So I didn't shoot him. I took off his mask. I looked at him, and I knew who he was. He was one of my homeboys. You know what I'm saying? So it was an inside job. I took the mask off. I shot him again. But I didn't shoot him in the head, though. I didn't kill him. I shot him in the back. I went back in the room. I shut the door. And the police came. The police got there. They asked me what happened. I said, some ran in the house. I shot him. They said, you should have killed them. They said, in Atlanta, it's a self-defense law. If somebody come in your house, you can kill them.
Five guys with AKs, none of them shot back?
Nobody shot back.
So you had two dudes on the floor?
No, one. The other guy shot. He got out, too. He ran. He got hit, but he kept running.
It was five of them.
So they caught him because he had to go to the hospital to get it fixed, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's how it. You smart.
So four got away.
He got to the hospital, and then they had him on camera at the hospital. The police came to my house and showed me a picture from the hospital. He said, do you know this person? And I knew it was him. And he was all shot up and shit. So I'm like, damn, that's the guy just shot up.
All right, well, let's get into a Soulja Boy mini mix. Let me know your favorite Soulja Boy joint if you got one. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're kicking it with Soulja Boy Yee.
How does that affect you letting people even be around you and be in your house, like even after that? Because that's traumatizing.
It is traumatizing. It f*** you up, you know what I'm saying? But you got to just know how to read people. Back then, I feel like I was young. I was real moving dumb, young with money. I became a millionaire at the age of 17. That going to f*** any kid up. You're going to have plenty of mistakes. I think I did the best job as I could with all that money as their age. You know,
taking care of people around you, what? Letting people come over the crib. What?
Is that why you moved to L.A.?
Why?
Is that why you got out of Atlanta after all the shooting and stuff?
Yeah, I moved like that same day. Like the next day I woke up, I flew to L.A. and I was gone.
You should have had video of that, though, because you said you had cameras all through the house, right?
Soulja Boy the movie. This can't be real.
Oh, so you got the video?
Yeah, he got the video.
That's the only way I'm gonna believe this. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
Oh, no, just
dude is dead, man. What do you mean? That's the only way.
Oh, the dude died?
AMC theaters, man.
Oh, the dude did die.
I sent it to you while we talking.
Please show me a clip of you shooting at some people, Soulja.
Yo, Charlotte, I had to save my life. I had to save A-Rab life. I had to save Jabbar life, and I had to save Killer life.
All them was
it was three of us, and it was me plus three. A-Rab was in the studio with me. Killer was in the living room, and Jabbar, SODMG, my artist, he was there too.
Nobody else had a pistol?
I was the only one with a gun.
Damn.
All three of them can attest to this and tell you this story, but you're going to see it on my movie when it come out, though, you know what I'm saying, AMC Theaters, but goddamn, I had to do that, bro. They would have killed me, bro.
I ain't mad at you.
Imagine if I wanted to start shooting. Five n***s with guns, they probably would have tied us up, you know what I'm saying, did all type of shit to us, bro. They tried to kidnap my n***a Jabbar. They grabbed him and was holding him. They grabbed him like this and was holding him with the gun like this, trying to back out the house so they wouldn't get hit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to shoot and not hit this.
So you trying to shoot around Jabbar?
Yeah.
So where was Jabbar? If he was in the studio with y'all, he
came. No, A-Rab was in the studio. Jabbar was in the kitchen with Killer. It was two people in the kitchen. It was one person in the studio with me. Me and A-Rab. And that's what happened.
Was he eating or something?
The other was holding. Yeah, Killer was making a sandwich.
A sandwich? What kind?
No, he was making some noodles. He was making some oodles and noodles.
Why did you walk through the hood that time? And the whole, it's who said Big Soulja ain't from the hood?
Who said Big Soulja ain't from the hood, man? Well, now, that's my hood for real. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my hood. It was just another day. And, you know.
That's Compton, though.
Yeah.
You're not from Compton?
I am from Bompton.
I thought you from Mississippi somewhere.
Nah, I'm from Bompton. I'm from California, Bompton, yeah.
How?
What you mean, how? Where you from, South Carolina?
Yeah.
How you from there?
I was born and raised there.
Okay, believe that.
You was born in Compton?
No, I was born in Chicago.
I'm so confused. So what happened when that situation went down? Like, what happened when the phone went
down?
Oh,
man, I just went in the hood. This when the whole Chris Brown beef was going on. I'm with all my niggas. It's like 30 of us. So we posted in the hood. We just chilling and I'm like, man, Chris Brown. You know, woo-woo. This back when the beef going on. Mm-hmm. And I'm on Instagram Live. So, this Chris Brown, he f*** with my hood, too. You know what I'm saying? He f*** with my hood and shit too. So he called one of the homies, and,
You already started.
Oh, tripping. Oh, man. Just, somebody sent them, you know what I'm saying? Somebody sent the little nigga to do his little thing. He's supposed to punch me, you know what I'm saying? He's supposed to knock me out, but he ain't do it.
Did he hit you?
He didn't hit me. I put my arm around him, and he pushed my arm off of him, and then that was it.
Now, recently, your car also got stuck in a mudslide.
Yeah, I almost lost my life, yeah.
That was good. Listen, all these incidents happening. So tell me what happened and what that experience was like and how you got out.
Man, God is good, man. It was scary as f***. I'm driving. We in a BMW. It's dark. It's raining. The roads start flooding. So mind you, I live in Malibu by the water. So I live we was at the bottom of the mountain. So the f*** was falling. Mud and rocks was falling from the mountain because of all the rain. It went under the car. When it went under the car, my car got stuck in the mudslide. So my tires were spinning. I couldn't move no more. Once my tires were spinning, it was raining so much, the water started rising up. When the water started rising up, it started coming in the window, flooding the car. I opened the sunroof up. I got out the sunroof. I stood on top of the car, and it was like a mud around it, and I couldn't get out of it. So I jumped off the car. When I jumped off the car in the water, the shit came up to my belly button. And the water was pushing you. Mind you, we right beside the ocean. So the car down there about to go in the ocean. That's how strong the current pushing you.
You by yourself?
I was with two of my homies. It was three of us together.
How'd they get up?
They all came out the sunroof. They followed me. I'm glad I did that too, because we was finna die. And I just kept running. When I got
You was running through the water?
Running through the water, swimming really. And then when I got to the end of the water, the police grabbed me, and it was like five of them. And then the next day, the was all over the news.
The people in the car just followed you? You followed your lead?
My two homies, yep, they followed everything I did. And I got us out of there. I let us out of there.
If they don't cast you as the new James Bond, then Hollywood ain't doing the right thing.
Yeah, man, it's a true story, man. It was all over. I was on Time Magazine, bro. I never made Time Magazine my whole career.
Now, what happened with Kanye? You went at Kanye the other day?
Yeah, so look, this is what happened.
See how he turned up? I like he just.
So look, talking about Kanye. Mm-hmm. I'm the Kanye came in here talking about, I'm Walt Disney, and I'm, what'd he say to you, Charlotte?
I'm Walt Disney, I'm Steve.
You ain't none of that. Then why you ain't come out with shit then? I came out with a whole video game console, bro. I'm the first rapper to do that in history, bro. You kissed them folks' ass at Louis Vuitton, and you kissed them folks' ass at Adidas, and you came out with two pair of goofy-ass tennis shoes.
Say white folks. Don't just say folks.
Them crackers.
Hey!
And goddamn.
Big Draco!
And that ain't enough, bro. I'm younger than you. I'm flyer than you. You crying on Twitter every week about Drake. Well, you gotta stop that shit, bro. You look lame, bro. And real street and young kids like me and young generation, we looking at you like you goofy, bro. You up here supporting Trump and shit, bro. That shit not right, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I'd have sat back long enough, and I'm not holding my tongue no more, bro. You know what I'm saying? Kanye, call me, bro. Get in tune with me, cause if not, I'm gonna keep checking you, bro. But you know what you're doing, bro. And that shit not funny, bro. It's not. You know what I'm saying? You out here trolling and shit, doing songs with 6ix9ine. Y'all getting shot at and shit. You know what I'm saying? So Trump, man, gone with that cap ass shit. Whoever a Democrat and whoever holding it down for my black community and gonna do something for my people, that's who I'm voting for. And Kanye, you ain't none of that shit, bro.
What you think of 6ix9ine? You mentioned 6ix9ine.
You're not Walt Disney. You're not
Steve Jobs.
Could you
Steve
stop interrupting Draco's rant, please?
You're not none of that shit that you claim to be until you show me. You know what I'm saying? Only thing you did was come up with some pair of tennis shoes, and them shit is ugly, and they cost too much, bro.
Have you ever voted?
Yes, I voted for Barack Obama, and man, YouTube it. Soulja Boy vote. I support this shit, bro. Barack Obama followed me on Twitter, bro. His daughters are fans of my music. They like me and Beyonce.
So what did you think about 6ix9ine and all the trolling he was doing and where it got him? What did you think about that?
I don't think nothing about it, bro. 6ix9ine isn't nothing but a Soulja Boy child. He got all that shit from me. Now he's sitting in jail looking crazy, bro.
You know, but that's the route we thought you was headed for a while.
I'm smarter than that, bro.
Because you was doing the same type of dumb shit.
I know, Charlotte. Yeah, go ahead. Kick it to me.
Yeah, you was doing the same type of wild, dumb shit. And I said, if Soulja don't slow down, he gonna end up in jail or dead. Thank God that didn't happen.
Yes, sir.
But
God is good.
God is good. But when you look at somebody like 6ix9ine, do you ever say to yourself, damn,
that could have been me.
Yeah, but I know how to move. I thought he knew what he was doing.
All right, we got more with Soulja Boy. When we come back, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're kicking it with Soulja Boy. Yee.
All right, now, Soulja Boy, you are on Marriage Bootcamp. Does that mean you are considering marriage?
Yes, I definitely am considering marriage.
You think you could be with one woman for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
So you're going to stay out of these women's DMs? Because I seen Olivia saying you be DMing these chicks and they hit you back. And
well, if you get married, you
got to
stay out of women's DMs.
If I get married, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you said about right now. If I get married, yeah.
But how you going to get married if you don't stop it now? Why would she want to be with you?
Because we're not married yet.
But how are you supposed to get to that point?
We're going
to
get there.
You'll know when you find that one that you make you want to stay out of other girls' DMs. Yeah.
Don't you see how you hurt her feelings?
And you got to watch the show, Ange.
I watched the first episode so far, so I'm just going off of what
I've seen so far. Man, when you're young and you're in the industry and you got money and you're successful, it's groupies. They exist. You know what I'm saying? They'll do anything just to, for the clout.
But you're smart, and you're smarter than that now.
I'm smarter than that now, and that's why I went on a TV show, Marriage Bootcamp, so I could be the best me I could be and try to, you know, this is Teddy Riley's daughter, you know what I'm saying? I got to be on tip-top behavior for this shit. It's real, you know what I'm saying? So I'm trying my best, man.
Has he stepped to you, Teddy Riley stepped to you?
Heavy.
What, sir, man,
just like, you know, take care of his daughter and, you know, am I going to be able to handle the pressure? I told him, yeah, you know what I'm saying? So all you got is your word, you know, so I'm trying my best, bro.
Is Soulja Boy happy?
I'm so happy right now, Charlotte.
Okay.
I'm the happiest I ever been my whole career, man. It's a blessing. You know, I went through a point where I thought it was over with for me, bro. No cap. And now, like, I'm back with a vengeance. Every rapper fucking with me. Y'all see Meek Mill post me on his page yesterday. Y'all see Trippie Redd. Y'all see...
Hold on, Soulja. A lot of them are laughing at you now.
No, it's cool because I don't have beef with nobody no more. All publicity is good publicity. Meek Mill, whoever, if they laughing at me, I love it. You know what I'm saying? But most of the rappers that's doing it, them is my homies. Like Trippie, that's my homie. That's an inside joke. Tory Lanez, that's my homie. We talk every day. That's an inside joke. Meek Mill, I don't know him like that. He posted it. He may be laughing at me, but...
Well, I think he was saying his words. I mean, your words really reflect him.
How he
feels.
Because
he feel like he had the biggest comeback.
He had the big, yeah.
Of 2018. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
No, I had the biggest comeback.
Not really, though. I mean,
I think it was Meek. Yeah, I don't think Tiger.
We talking about music. We talking about what is the industry? Music industry. You're a music artist.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So you're not disrespecting me. You just kicking facts. Oh, you kicking your opinion? No, listen.
I said that from
the
beginning.
Listen, Charlotte. Is that an opinion or is that a fact?
I would think it's a fact.
Opinion. No, goddamn fact.
These are all opinions.
It's a fact when it comes to music.
Why?
Stop all that yelling in here now.
Why did Meek Mill have a bigger comeback than Soulja Boy? Why?
Because he was locked up.
Yes.
Okay, I was locked up too.
They came on with a number one record.
The Drake beef.
What record was number one?
Dangerous.
His whole album went number one. Championships.
The single Dangerous was number one. Reached number
one. Okay, there we go.
First number one ever.
That was a nice record.
Yeah, and Championship was the number one album in the country.
And the album was a nice album. But he ain't had no bigger comeback.
Look how he crossed over.
Yo, Meek Mill ain't beef with Chris Brown and was finna box with Floyd Mayweather.
He beef with Drake. The biggest rapper in the world.
Drake? The nigga that got bodied by Pusha T? The nigga that hiding his kid from the world, but his world wanna hide from the kid? Aubrey Graham in the wheelchair? Drake?
Yes!
Y'all niggas better stop playing with me in here. Y'all talking about the light-skinned from DeGeneres?
From Toronto.
Yo, stop playing with me.
From where?
The grassy. Not
stop playing with me like I ain't teach Drake everything he know.
Hold on, you taught Drake everything he know.
Y'all didn't hear Drake on his first song? Tell me what's really going on. Drizzy Drake back in this thing already. That's Soulja. That's my bar. He copied my whole show.
That's Kiss Me Through the Phone.
He copied my whole flow. Word for word, bar for bar. Don't act like I make Drake. Don't do that.
Mine. Blown.
Don't do that. Nigga, his son is in a heartbeat. Don't do that. Drake? Aubrey?
Wow.
Don't do that.
Has he ever reached out to you?
Drake?
Yeah.
I took the Drake all the time. Yo, who y'all think I am in here? Y'all is crazy.
But people can say that you got your nickname from Drake, though.
Oh, what? Draco?
Draco.
No, my first name is Dre. My middle name is Cortez. Draco.
Ooh.
Oh. There you go.
I'm finna show you.
Get big Draco, nigga. You better show some goddamn respect.
Who number I send it to? What's your number? Who got a number?
I ain't giving you my number. I don't want you bothering me. What's your number? It's the last one FaceTiming me.
I want y'all to watch just like a minute of the movie before I tell me what y'all think.
Well, last, before you do that. Schoolboy Q's looking for you. You know that, right?
Who I'm texting it to. Shout out Schoolboy Q. He just DM'd. Yo, read his
DM. He looking for you.
What he want from me?
He wants you out
there. He want you on his album, in his video.
So, yeah, shout out Schoolboy Q, man. Let me pull up the DM. Let me see what he wanted. He want his video? What, like a cameo?
I think so.
He don't know. All right,
here you go. What'd he say, Charlie?
For sure, cuz. Big Draco. Yes, sir. Big Soulja. What it do, nephew? I just finished my album. I got this video of my N-word. I want you to go up and clown with me in it.
Okay, so you're right. You do want to do a video.
Just want to just, yeah, you all good? No, yeah. No problems.
You hot right now, Big Draco.
I'm on fire. Fuego. My new mixtape, Fuego, is out right now.
It's out right now?
Yo, the funniest thing just happened. I signed a single deal with E1, right?
Why?
Because for niggas like you, musically, Meek Mill have to come back and so I'm trying to come back. So I signed a single deal. Goddamn.
Oh,
so look, I got hit my line. I put it out. I dropped this new mixtape called Fuego 2 days ago. The global president called yesterday morning and said they want to do the whole album. They're going to do the album deal. So I'm lit.
Well, Soulja Boy, we appreciate you for joining us.
Thank you, Envy. I'm out, man. Love y'all.
Drake going to bust your ass, too.
Man, me and Drake can catch hands right now. One on one. I ain't scared of no damn Drake.
All right. Well, it's the Breakfast Club with Soulja Boy.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Listen, don't ever let anybody tell you different. DeAndre Cortez Way is a legend in all 50 states.
Draco!
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Soulja Boy. Okay, show some respect to one of the godfathers of hip-hop.
Legend.
Okay? Godfather of hip-hop. There's a Mount Rushmore hip-hop. Soulja Boy is going on now.
He a jerk. All right,
I'm
well,
not being a jerk. I'm telling you the truth.
Let's get to these
He influenced them too, by the way.
Who?
The You're a Jerk guys. Okay?
What's
their names?
The New Boys.
The New Boys. There you go.
He didn't know that.
You may not remember the New Boys, but you remember Soulja Boy.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk about who's hosting the Grammys.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, the 2019 Grammy Awards are coming up February 10th in L.A., and guess who's hosting? Alicia Keys.
Okay.
Here is what happened when she got that phone call.
So what would you say if I told you that you have a chance to host the whole damn thing?
Wait.
Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys. Are you hearing me?
Wait a minute. You mean, like, that...
Alicia Keys, you... are
going to
be the host of the 2019 Grammy Awards.
Are you serious?
Now, she's the first woman to host since Queen Latifah back in 2005.
Okay.
That's dope.
So it's been 14 years. She said, I'm so excited to be the master of ceremonies on the biggest night in music and celebrate the creativity, power, and magic. She said, I'm especially excited for all the incredible women nominated this year.
Drop on a clues bomb for Alicia Keys. I'm not mad at that.
Mm-hmm. Now, in some unfortunate news, Rihanna has to sue her own dad.
Is he?
Her dad, Ronald Fenty, started a talent development company. It's called Fenty Entertainment. But Rihanna already has the name Fenty trademarked. The problem is that her dad is using that to book all kinds of fake shows and solicit millions of dollars.
Hey, drop one of Clues Bombs for Rihanna's dad, keeping the stereotype of Caribbean fathers and Caribbean uncles going strong,
baby. I thought her dad was cool.
He even tried to file a trademark for Fenty to open up some resort boutique hotels.
Okay!
That's crazy.
Okay! And use them there. So she sent multiple cease and desist letters to her dad, ordering him to stop capitalizing off of her Fenty trademarks, but he's ignored them, and he continues...
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Caribbean fathers!
...to make that money. That's a shame
crazy,
when you gotta
man.
Do that to your own dad. I mean, come on.
She's suing his ass, though.
I know, but what is she supposed to do?
Sue his ass?
You know
ass.
She has to. Why doesn't he chill out?
Charge it to the game. That's her dad. Okay? Okay?
And dad's you would believe him. You would believe him. Imagine Rihanna's dad. You're
absolutely.
Like, trying to book a show.
I'm definitely
him.
Going. Yes.
You would be like, okay, how much is it? $1 million? All right, cool. You think it's definitely going down.
He just call her over. Hey, I'm we at the house. Could you come over here for a second, please? It's real quick. Pull up on us, Robin, please.
All right, Future did an interview with Rob Markman at Genius, and he talked about why he didn't want to tell his fans that he actually has stopped drinking lean. Check it out.
What drives me is living every word, and it's hard because it just be like, damn, I don't want to stop it, and the fans stop loving me. It's like me taking a chance on, like, when I didn't want to tell nobody I stopped drinking lean because I felt like, damn, they're going to be like, oh, his music changed because he ain't drinking lean no more. Oh, I can hear it when he's changing. It's just like, and people are like, damn, why you don't even say it? It's like, but it just be hard when your fans so used to use a certain kind of way, is that certain persona, you be afraid to change.
Listen, drop on the clues bombs for Rob Markman. That's my guy. And salute to Future for his honesty, because it is almost impossible to be in this business and not at some point get caught up in being a caricature of yourself, because you read so many comments about yourself and you read magazine articles and you see what people like about
you. And you got a lot of songs about lean.
Yeah.
And so when you perform it, he's wondering, what are the fans going to think?
And you just feel like you got to keep giving people more of that because that's what people are gravitating towards, but that's not how you grow. That's not how you evolve. So salute to Future for recognizing that and not being afraid of.
Well, his new album, The Wizard, comes out on Friday.
So it's not going to be no songs about Lean On It, is what he's saying?
Don't know about that.
Okay.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving your donk to?
Listen, man, I promise you, I do not wake up in the morning and say to myself, damn, somebody from Florida going to get donkey today.
Yes, you do.
But every time I come into work, it's at least one Florida story that I try to ignore. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give donkey to somebody else. But how can I not give donkey of the day to this young man from Florida? Plus, it's a good teachable moment because we get to talk about one of my favorite things, which is kindness.
Okay. All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Make sure you tell him to watch out for Florida, man.
Florida, man. Florida.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
With the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day with Charlamagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all elected.
Donkey of the day for Wednesday, January 16th goes to a 30-year-old man named Brian Dwayne Stewart, okay? Listen, Florida, I promise y'all, I don't wake up in the morning and go out seeking the craziness that exists in Florida. Long before the TV show Atlanta introduced y'all to Florida Man, your Uncle Charla has been on this radio telling you that the craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. I promise you, Florida is an alternate universe, and the only people who think what happens in Florida is normal are people from Florida. All crazy people in Florida's favorite phrase is, "We ain't crazy." Okay, well, explain this. Now, my grandmother always told me that manners will take you where money won't. In fact, I believe that one of the things that keeps me mentally strong, and can keep anyone mentally strong, is to be kind. All right? Treat people the way you want to be treated. I truly believe kindness is the key to life. In fact, if I had to tell people my seven keys to life, they would be God first, love one another, never hate, give generously, live simply, forgive quickly. I'm still working on that one. I'm a petty cancer. And the seventh, which I think is extremely important, is to be kind always. Okay, Mark Twain said that kindness is the language that the deaf can hear and the blind can see. Okay? The great poet and Islamic scholar Rumi said, "Your acts of kindness are iridescent wings of divine love which linger and continue to uplift others long after you share it." Okay, I repeat, kindness is the key to life, all right? In case you people still don't know what the definition of kindness is, let me give it to you. The definition of kindness is the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate. That is the definition of kindness everywhere on this planet except for Florida. See, in Florida, when someone says they will kill you with kindness, they may mean it literally. Let's go to CBS 4 Miami for the report, please.
A Milton, Florida man is now behind bars charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. According to investigators, Brian Stewart was arrested after threatening to kill his neighbor with kindness. Kindness is the word written on a machete owned by Stewart. The Pensacola News Journal says Milton cut the man with a machete. The victim suffered a half-inch cut on his hand.
Okay, I need you to play that news clip once again. I just need to make sure I heard what I heard, and I need to make sure everybody else heard what they just heard.
A Milton, Florida man is now behind bars charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. According to investigators, Brian Stewart was arrested after threatening to kill his neighbor with kindness. Kindness is the word written on a machete owned by Stewart. The Pensacola News Journal says Milton cut the man with a machete. The victim suffered a half-inch cut on his hand.
Only in Florida. Okay, Florida, there is a quote, and that quote, "When someone tries to bring you down, kill them with kindness." That don't mean name your machete kindness. Mm. That don't mean name your gun kindness.
Mm-mm-mm.
Your poison that you may put in that drink, don't call that kindness either. Don't call your blunt object that you might use to kill somebody kindness. Don't nickname your hands kindness and strangle someone. That's not what kindness is. That's not how this kindness thing works. Now he's in jail with aggravated assault and aggravated battery charges, and he has a $10,000 bond. Some donkey of the days just sell themselves. Please give Brian Dwayne Stewart of Florida the biggest hee-haw. And you know, guys and gals, I think this story requires a quick game of guess what race it is.
All right.
Now,
yes,
you got your context clues, don't you?
Yes, I do.
His name is Brian Dwayne Stewart. Brian is spelled with a Y.
Oh, that's how my brother spells his name.
See, he's from Florida, and he named his machete kindness. Your brother is what, black and Caribbean and
yes, he's black.
Asian, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he named his machete Kindness. So what is this man? Angela Yee, start with you.
Well, of course I'm going to say he's black.
Okay.
From these clues.
What the?
Plus, do we know?
What kind
Dwayne.
Of
Dwayne? What kind of name is Dwayne? Do I know?
What kind of black do you think he is?
Definitely sounds like he is.
Machete named Kindness.
He's definitely West Indian.
Machete.
Okay.
Okay, Envy.
Ask me.
He's from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Dwayne Stewart. Mm-hmm. Brian spelled with a Y.
Mm-hmm.
And he named his machete Kindness.
Mm.
What do you think this guy is?
I say shout to Donovan. Shout to Junior. Shout to Carl. I say Jamaican.
Straight.
Machete is Jamaican.
Jamaican not a race, but I that right?
No, it's not
but
a race.
But I understand what you're
no,
saying.
Man, he's Jamaican. Machete
is Jamaican. Machete,
yeah. Machete, yeah.
All right.
I got chased with a machete before. Okay. Jamaican.
You have?
Yeah.
I can't get in on this one because I have the cheat code, but Angela, you says West Indian?
Mm-hmm.
Jamaican descent or just West Indian?
Jamaican. It could be good.
Jamaican.
It could be Trini. Envy it could be says Jamaican. Jamaican.
Donovan.
Okay, Brian.
My friend Donovan.
Let's see. Let's figure it out. Brian Dwayne Stewart from Florida named his machete Kindness. Guess what race he is? He is Caucasian.
No.
You're all wrong.
No.
He's Caucasian. No.
You know what's crazy is that I read the story and saw the picture, but still, the way you told the story.
He's from the Caucasus Mountains.
He didn't have a machete.
Are you sure he's not from Jamaica?
Yakub created him, ye.
You sure he had a machete, not a knife?
It was a machete.
He could be Caucasian, but he grew up in Jamaica.
I don't know, but there was a machete.
You don't know.
A machete. Okay?
I was wrong.
Maybe he got Jamaican friends.
Maybe he got Jamaican friends. Right. I don't know.
Maybe he dated a Jamaican woman and needed protection.
I don't know. All right. Goodness
I
gracious.
Same with hedge clippers instead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my gosh.
My God. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm. I'm mad I didn't know.
That
might be the first one I got wrong.
Well, that's why you shouldn't stereotype.
You said machete, though.
I said machete.
That's Jamaican.
And then you kept playing a safari drop.
Like machete's Jamaican.
That's safari? I thought that was Buju. Straight! Straight! Oh, that's safari?
Don't you dare what? Say that's
you know what?
Buju.
I thought that was Buju.
What? You know what? All right.
Well,
no, that ain't no damn Buju. Thank you for that donkey today. Now, up next, Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Ye right now, all right? 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Ye, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. Hello, who's this?
It's Rome. What's going on?
Romy Rome.
What's your question for Ask Ye?
Can you get that?
All right, so I got it. Well, first of all, good morning. But I got an ex that keeps on calling me, and I've blocked her, but she gets those little fake apps, and she calls me from the little fake apps.
Mm-hmm.
What do I need to do to get rid of her?
Oh, my God. So she's just trying to get back with you? What is she calling you to say?
I just check on me, ask about my daughter, just to, you know, she's just trying to make conversation. And, you know, I usually hang up or, you know, try to rush her off the phone, but...
Mm-hmm. And you've told her stop calling me, and she knows obviously because she's blocked that she shouldn't be.
Obviously, yeah, she knows that.
I mean, I don't. As long as you don't feel like there's a threat to you, all you can really do is when she calls you, be like, "I told you to stop calling me and hang up."
Yeah, but I've tried that.
Because unless you change your phone number, which I assume you don't want to do, do you?
No, that's definitely a business line. So
right, you can't. I mean, other than that, you know, as long as she's not threatening you, all you can do is hope that eventually she'll give up because there's nothing you can really do about somebody that won't stop harassing you like that. You're not gonna.
It's probably like 6 years old though. Like
she's been calling you for 6 years.
Well, I mean, she has a period where she picks it up and she brings it back. Like you'll feel like she'll stop all over.
You should let somebody else answer the phone and talk to her. And be like, stop calling my boyfriend. We've moved on. You need to do the same. Leave us alone.
Oh, you try to start some trouble there. She's crazy.
I'm just saying, it seems like you don't know what to do, but maybe somebody else needs to talk to her. Do you ever talk to her friends and tell them?
I try to avoid all of them.
What you might want to do is have somebody else talk to her because it's not working with you talking to her.
I appreciate that. I would try that, but I'm...
Or don't answer numbers you don't know. That's my rule.
Yeah, but I could miss out on money.
They'll text you or leave a message.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
This is Meech, man, from Pittsburgh.
Meech, what's your question for Yee?
Hey, Yee, man, I want to know how I get my family back, man. I was a liar. I was a cheater. And I've done some growing since I've been gone. I've had my own room and everything like that, and, you know, away from home. And no longer thinking the way I thought. I'm no longer doing what I've done to hurt my family and to hurt my woman.
Right.
And I want to know if there's a possibility to get her back.
Is she open to it?
Well, we've been talking.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure if I should make my way back. But I don't know what I should do at this moment.
If you really are a change...
I've heard her.
Yeah, you definitely have. I can tell you must have done a lot. To her. All I can say is that you have to keep on growing and evolving and showing her different things to prove that and to take your time, because it's not going to be easy for her to accept all the things that you've done. And because you love her and respect her, you don't want to rush things. So I think just you being a great person and a great friend to her right now would be the most important thing to do, to keep those lines of communication open, answer any questions that she has, let her know how you've changed, how wrong you are. You know, if she can see that you're actually getting help, actually professional help, and you invite her to come with you to go to couples therapy and all of those things to show the commitment that you have, all those things should help. But you have to make sure you really are making that commitment.
I do appreciate it.
All right. It's nice to see that people can change and grow.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And it's time. It's time.
Okay, good for you.
All right. Best apology is change behavior. It's so funny when us guys finally come to the realization that it's just time for us to be good guys. You know what I'm saying? It's time.
But you know, sometimes that window of opportunity closes.
That is a fact.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Some people might be like, too late, I moved on.
Might lose the best thing that ever happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call her at any time. Now we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, ASAP Rocky has some advice for you and will tell you what he's learned, all because of R. Kelly stuff.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Oh, man. DeAndre Way, a.k.a. Draco.
Shout out to Soulja
Boy. Where were you when you realized Soulja Boy was a whole legend? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Where was I?
Yes.
Huh.
Godfather of hip hop, Mount Rushmore of hip hop, gotta have Soulja Boy on it.
Drake?
I'm not gonna lie though, Soulja Boy has some dope songs.
He definitely has some dope
Kiss
records.
Kiss Me to the Phone is my songs. Turn My Swag On.
Dope. Listen, if we being honest, Soulja Boy was a screaming artist.
I got me some bathing apes.
Before there was screaming artists.
Screaming?
You know what I'm saying?
Screaming. Yeah, he was one of the first. Especially
he was the first.
Yeah, right. Streaming and screaming.
There was exactly. There was no ringtone rapper before Soulja Boy. Isn't that why he got 100% of all his publishing? Because they didn't even know what to do with ringtones. They just gave it to him?
Just gave it to him. Had no clue.
And then he ended up selling 15 million ringtones.
Did anybody watch the documentary he sent us?
No, I'm going to watch it. I got to take a flight soon, so I'm going to watch it on the plane.
Okay.
All right.
I was too busy
watching. You better
get
there early. There's a government shutdown.
I heard. I was too busy watching reruns of the Boondocks last night to watch Soulja Boy.
All right.
Well, let's get to these rumors. Let's talk ASAP Rocky.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. On The Breakfast Club.
Now, be careful if you want to ask ASAP Rocky for a kiss on the cheek. He is not taking no chances. Two female fans went up to him and asked for a kiss on the cheek as they took a picture, and here's what happened.
It's too much R. Kelly stuff going on right now. No kisses on the cheeks tonight. Shout outs to these beautiful young ladies. And y'all get home safe, okay?
I love you.
I have no problem.
No chances.
I have no problem with people having boundaries, but that's what you got out of that documentary, ASAP. Don't let women kiss you on the cheek.
He doesn't want to kiss them on the cheek. He don't want to do anything that could be deemed inappropriate.
It's good to have boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, now Travis Scott, he's performing with Maroon 5 at the Super Bowl, and some people had issues with that. A lot of people felt like it was a bad move, bad idea, and according to reports, he actually spoke to Colin Kaepernick before confirming his Super Bowl appearance. This was told to Variety. A source said that while they did not agree, they also came out of the conversation with a mutual respect and understanding. And that's how, as we told you previously, Travis Scott is going to be donating some money to Dream Corps. The NFL is going to be donating money. So that's part of what he has them doing in order for him to perform.
Is it Dream Corps Van Jones organization?
Is it?
I think Dream Corps is Van Jones organization. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on that. One of the producers Googled that.
I thought that they also represent a lot of other organizations as well. Yeah, it was founded by Van Jones.
Got you.
So they also support other organizations. It's all under one roof, economic, environmental, and criminal justice innovators.
So the NFL's cutting Van Jones a check.
His organization.
He's cutting his organization a check.
Yes, not Van Jones.
I'm not mad at that, though. Van, I'm sure Van knows what to do with that money.
Now, in other news, they are cracking down, law enforcement sources are cracking down on human trafficking at the Super Bowl. They want to make sure that there's nothing crazy going on as far as sex workers coming to Atlanta and traffickers who are preying on residents from Atlanta. They said law enforcement believes the majority of the victims who can be recruited are minors, both girls and boys. So they'll be coordinating raids and undercover stings just to make sure there's no illegal sex trafficking activity going on.
Is prostitution legal in Atlanta?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
But anytime they have big events like these, they always
prostitutes
have
is out.
Yeah.
They working.
And traffickers are out there, so just be careful. Mariah Carey is suing her personal assistant. Now, according to Mariah Carey, she's saying her former personal assistant had secretly recorded her doing embarrassing things and then threatened to release those videos unless Mariah gave her $8 million.
I don't know why Nick Cannon would do nothing like that.
Liana Azarian.
Nick Cannon's not her personal assistant, you ass.
Now, this is back in 2015.
Jerk, man.
And according to Mariah Carey, if you guys remember when this happened, her former assistant went and bought all kinds of things on her credit card and said she was buying things for Mariah, but really she was getting discounts and buying those things for herself. But Azarian was clearly the worst personal assistant in the world because in addition to that, she was filming her doing things without her knowing and saying that she would basically release those embarrassing videos.
Like filming her doing what?
Just everyday things that probably could be embarrassing. Who knows what exactly that is, but
nowadays could be singing for Mariah.
Are you stupid, man? What's wrong with you, man?
It could be her having conversations about people. Nice. It could be her in the house dressed in no makeup and all of that. You know, things that she wouldn't want people to see that would take away from that Mariah mystique.
Yes.
All right, Netflix is raising their prices. Now, the prices could go up to $16. So
what,
if
what is it now?
If you have that plan, that's $11. That's the most popular plan.
Oh, that's what
that's going to go up to $13. And then they still have some, I guess, with multiple users. That's going to jump from $14 to $16.
I mean, listen, I could
keep the premium plan.
I could keep Netflix and get rid of all my other cable because the only thing I really watch on cable is like CNN and ESPN. Other than that, I can keep Netflix.
You know what's, well, yeah.
I watch Million Dollar Listing, the HGTV
shows.
Yeah,
I don't think I can get rid of all my channels.
I watch Bravo.
I have Apple TV, and then you can subscribe to cable and put the Apple TV in all the rooms.
Yes.
But then you can't sometimes watch, like, what it doesn't have all the channels.
I really watch the same things over and over. I got all 8 seasons of Girlfriends on DVD. I got all the three best seasons of The Boondocks, because it's 4 before it was trash because Amber Gruden didn't do it. I got Love Jones. I got Juice. I got everything I need, really.
For the rest of your life, you're going to watch the same stuff over and over.
I like to discover new things. While we were on vacation, I was watching shows I'd never seen before.
Everything I watched is on Netflix. I watched Black Mirror, Bandersnatcher. That was amazing on Netflix. I mean, I was like, all I need is Netflix. Really.
I'm going to watch that Fire documentary on Netflix
I'm
on
only
Friday.
Watching it if Ja Rule is involved.
I'm sure he's in it.
Did you not? You know, I was thinking about that Rihanna story you reported earlier.
Again?
Oh, my goodness.
About her suing her daddy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What was the story? She suing her daddy?
Her dad started a Fenty company, and he was doing fake bookings for her without her authorization.
And you can't do that.
Having meetings with boutique hotels, using basically the connection to Rihanna to try to get things.
I was thinking about that because I think Rihanna kind of wrong for that, because if I'm her daddy, right? Fenty was Fenty was my last name before it was yours. You can't trademark the family name. I can't make any money off my last name, the name that I gave you.
You can, but you can't say you booking me.
That's true. I'm fine with her doing that, but when it comes to like trademarking the name and suing because he's using the name, I am a Fenty. I'm the original Fenty.
No, grandma's the original Fenty.
Well, whoever. It's a long line of Fentys,
well,
I'm
gotta
sure.
He's got to start his own business and not capitalize off of his daughter.
But you using a family name.
Fraudulently.
The foundation that people use on their face that's called Fenty is my last name. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
Let's get into the mix.
I should get a percentage.
All right. Shout out to Revolt. We'll see you tomorrow. Everybody else, today is Aaliyah's birthday. So
dropping the clues bomb
she would have been
Aaliyah.
40 years old. So we're going to get on the mix. Let me know your favorite Aaliyah joint.
Are you allowed to play her music?
I'm just not going to play AJ number.
Okay. You're not going to play nothing produced by R. Kelly. And why is her music not available on those streaming services?
Her parents own it. Don't want to put it up.
That's crazy.
Stop saying screaming services because it makes me think you're talking about something else.
What? Screaming services?
My goodness. All right.
You're going to pay me to scream?
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got to shout to Soulja Boy for stopping through, man.
A salute to Soulja Boy, DeAndre Cortez Way, or DeAndre Way Cortez. What's his name? What's his DeAndre Way Cortez.
His name is Draco.
Yes, Draco.
Okay. Oh,
Big
you got it
Draco.
Right here. Our boy, Op Drum, is such a fan of Soulja Boy that he has a postcard of Soulja Boy with his shirt off.
Wow.
Counting some money. DeAndre Cortez Way, a.k.a. Soulja Boy. A whole legend out here in these
DeAndre's
streets.
DeAndre's Way.
Founding father of hip-hop, godfather of hip-hop. Listen, all jokes aside, y'all can front on Soulja Boy all you want, but when it comes to this generation, Soulja Boy is the godfather of all of this, baby. Okay? He was screaming before they were screaming, and screaming before they were screaming.
My goodness.
Okay?
All right, well, we come back. We got your positive note. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne, you got a positive note for the people?
Yes, man. You know, we was talking about kindness earlier during Donkey of the Day. So I just want to tell y'all that kindness in words creates confidence. Remember that when you're talking to your kids. Kindness in thinking creates profoundness. Remember that when you're talking to yourself. And kindness in giving creates love. Remember that when you're talking to the world.
Breakfast Club, bitches! Y'all finished or y'all done?
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes. That it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.